We're joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalid Rodriguez as the Sabres finished up the season a few weeks ago, and this is our season wrap-up. Khalid, a season that and I wish you would have could have gone a little bit further, but I guess your 20,000 overview of the season that ended a few weeks ago for the Sabres.
My overview of the season is, I'm a little bummed that we ended with 6 wins like we did the year before, but the quality of 2 of those wins and wins in general we have this year was a huge improvement. And the fact that we possibly could have even won a couple more games if, like we've talked, we could execute a little better at the end, learn how to finish games, we could have very easily been 9-9 or even 10-9 or something like that. And I've even had this conversation with Mr. Hallgren. The thing, like, this year, we score way more points. I think we increased our average by 12 in that stretch where we went 5-5, and we were in every game except for St. Al and Ankeny Christian. We were averaging, like I said, 75. And the one thing that's just been, like, really sticks out in my head is that next year, as I said, we've been talking about it, I have a feeling our record will be very similar, but we're going to lose a lot more close games just because, if I said it all, our IQ is very low, we're very inexperienced, and now that we're going to be in games, as you know, you've been doing this for a long time, you've been covering a lot of people, the close games, you can't just teach that. That kind of has to get built in. So, like, hey, you're up 5, what do? Hey, you're down 5 with 7 minutes, do you cut that in half? Do you let that run away from you? It's going to be more of a game management on my side and the boys' side on just to figure out how to close out games. And I think that's going to be pretty much our label on next year's season. Also, our second half adjustments, which seem to be really, really good this year in the second half of the season, because we pretty much came out in our normal 1-2-2. And then if the boys are like, hey, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so are beating us, we went into our triangle in 2, and a lot of people didn't have an answer for that because it's a weird look, but at the same time, it's a pretty clever look, and I've never used it as much as I used it here. Like, I've always had it in my pocket. It's like, hey, we're going to walk through this, and we're going to use the triangle in 2. I used it in New York. I've used it at the youth level, and here it really happened to be our go-to if we need it to change it up. And it would change up the way we pressed a little bit, because our press looked a little bit more man, and we would jump out of the 2-2-1, or we'd even jump out of the 1-3-1 and go straight into triangle and 2 full court on their guards. And I'm thinking just the more basketball we have, the better we're going to be. And the boys are all excited for the off season. As you've heard me talk, nobody's more excited about Twin Cedars Sabres basketball than me. And the boys are just as excited. We're already talking about conditioning. We're trying to find, you know, like everybody else, a good summer program to work into. We are excited, ready. I feel like it's a very, very good first step. And the fact that the community is really, really behind these boys. And it's just going to be a system I brought. And I think it's going to do really, really good for the next, hoping I'm here for as long as me and Mr. Hogan would like me to be, for the next, you know, anywhere in 5 to 10 years. I'd love for this to be place I call home, and I stop here for a while. It's been one of the best basketball years of my life, Derek, and wouldn't change for anything.
Well, you got buy-in during the season with the guys, and how did you get that buy-in? You know, coach to coming in from out of the area, never been to Twin Cedars, and you know, some guy comes in and wants to completely change everything that they had been used to.
So I think some of the buy-in I can get, one is I can do a lot of the demos, so I'm credible right off the shoot. Like, hey, we're going to go between the legs, behind the back, tween, whatever. And that's, I can do it, so they do it. And like, oh, wow, so that's the credibility. But I think I've told the story, and I don't know if I'm pretty sure I have, because the boys have heard it over and over, and I swear by it. This year at Collins Maxwell, we made some mistakes early on. The game ballooned out, and the boys did not want to press anymore. They're like, no, we're going to do it this way. We're going to beat in transition because of the press. We weren't going to beat in transition because of the press, because, you know, the coaches never know. We were getting beat because we were turning the ball over in the front court, and we were just not taking care of the basketball. So I'm like, all right, cool. We'll do what you want to do. We'll fall in the zone, blah, 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 blah. Well, we go in the zone, and they start getting beat, just walking up and down and don't want to be there and hanging their heads. And the first thing I said was, like, hey, I get it. This sucks. But the reason we're working on these things that I want to work on is because when we're in a close game, it's going to matter. We work on them now. And I said, also, you quit. I will never quit on you. And we had this conversation. I will never leave you. I will be here. You're my family. I'm all in. I don't know how much more all in I can be, guys. I make sure that we have snacks. I make sure that you guys, if you have problems, I'm available. I'm here. I check in on your families. I'm all in. I'm not leaving. And then we played Moravia the next night, which I was so happy to talk to you that Saturday. They all came and said, we'll never do that to you again. And we turned the corner and started playing really good basketball. Every kid came in and goes, I'm sorry. We will not do that again. And here it's been, they're used to losing. They're used to getting beat up by everybody, including, you know, coaches and fans and all that. Because, you know, losing's hard. It's super negative. And there was none of that this year. And that's been my big staple. We're not going to be negative because stuff sucks sometimes. Sometimes life's hard. But at the end of the day, this is just building you for what's coming next. Because sometimes the hardest stuff gives you the best reward. And I told them the whole time, I was like, hey, man, we're going to look back on this 5 years, and they're going to be like, yo, why did you guys climb the mountain? And my answer is going to be because it was there. That's what we're going to remember. Not all the other nonsense, because nobody's going to know about the hanging their heads, you being super upset, not knowing what's going on. They're just going to see the result. I was like, don't worry about the result. We'll get there when we get there, however we get there. And they've been really bought in that it's the right direction. And I'm going to name the kid's name because it's pretty much made my season. He comes to me after JV kid, Blake Pettyjohn. And I got a real special relationship with this kid because he's been my guy. He comes to me after we beat Ankeny Christian, first time JV had ever beat them. He goes, hey, I don't know what your plans are, but if you stay here, I promise we're going to do really good things if you stay here. That was like second game into the season. Right there, I 100% knew I got through to somebody. And things like that, I've said numerous times with you. Every time I need to get picked up, somebody in Twin Cedars, somebody in Bussy comes and goes, coach, you're doing it right. And I don't know, man. They just know. Family's family. This is going to be a part of my family for as long as I'm here.
What's the message going forward with the guys coming back and maybe some of the JV guys that's going to join varsity next year?
It's pretty much just work as hard as we've been doing. Like I said, you didn't get the chance to see us this year. Hopefully next year you do, because I'm hoping for some more home games. We play hard. Everything we do is hard. Everything we do is 100% effort, and we just stay positive. We don't yell at each other. We don't scream, pick each other up. And that's been kind of what we've been doing. Our mantra for the season, like I told you, has always been the same thing. It has been, before we break down every practice, it's energy and compete. And it's just, we bring a lot of energy. We're really fun to watch, and we compete. There's some nights you're not going to compete, but, you know, that energy will carry you through when you can't compete. And that's kind of what we're doing. And we've been in just a really, really good place so far as a group. And, I mean, like I said, we've got more sayings than like a bumper car sticker on your bumper. We got con ganas, which pretty much means with your heart, with your gut. We bought into that. And then if you ever come, we have this thing. I don't think I talked to you about it, but it turned into a thing. We say, crank me up. Everybody on the bench says it. One of the moms got shirts made at Up and Stitch, so half the boys got Crank It Up shirts. It's a whole thing here, man. It's a vibe here. It's really fun to see what we're doing. Like, I literally, the best part of my day, even though we lost to Colin Maxwell by 25, at the end of the day, and I think this is, like I said, the community, Holden Roberts' little brother had a Crank Me Up shirt on. He's like two. Right there, I was like, we're doing the right thing. And that's usually the hardest part, man, to know. You second guess yourself. You do all this overthinking, overcoaching, over scouting. And at the end of the day, stuff like that lets you know you're right where you're supposed to be and you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
How much of an advantage is it going to be for you as a coach to have a full off season? Because last year you kind of came on late, but now you get a full off season to work with these guys and to, you know, maybe give them some pointers or some suggestions what to work on.
Oh, man, I've already got plans set up for each guy and how they can contribute and get better in my system. My bigs need footwork. My guards need to be able to handle the ball better. My guards need to be able to read, hey, is it a layup? Is it a floater? Is it a one dribble pull-up? We just have to be able to do the offensive side of the ball a little bit better, and we just have to acknowledge good shots, bad shots. And I think that's going to be a huge, like I said, I've already got it. I'm going to meet with Holden and a couple of the other seniors. And, hey, man, this is my deal. You guys are going to have to hold yourself accountable. So you're going to have to work on a lot of this by yourself, and then I'll check in here and there to see where you're at. And I'm super, super excited about that. A full season, man. I am so ready for a really, really good off season, and then we'll get back at it. And like I said, every time you talk to me, I'm really excited to be with these guys, and I am going to continue that because I really like it here. I think the boys got a really high ceiling, and then the fact that I have a system that we can implement from the junior high level up, we are going to be really competitive for the next 5-6 years as long as we, you know, can keep the system moving. And as always, as you know, because you've been doing this forever, sometimes the system's got to change, and that's going to be me not being stubborn and move things around and change things up because my personnel will be different. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. I know the boys are. I'm really, really hoping for a big year next year, hoping for a 10-win year next year. It's pretty much what we're looking at, 10-year win next year. My seniors to have a really good season, and hopefully we can get Holden Roberts' 1,000 points. But I think he's only like 275 away from that. So it'd be that and getting all my seniors having a great year. I want Tobin McDaniel to go ahead and average 10 for the year. Make sure we can get Caden Kloster back on track. So he's back to averaging 10 to 12. And then my JV superstar, Robert Gomet, he played some huge minutes at the end of the season, and I'm expecting big, big minutes out of him because he'll be a senior too next year, getting me anywhere from 8 to 10 points. So I think with losing Dallas and Dax, I got to replace somewhere between 15 and 17. And I think between them, Matthew Fay, Brock Misitich, Brandon Pouillet, Blake Pettyjohn, we can do a lot and get right where we need to get and not lose too much. Our defense will look a little bit different because we may be a little bit bigger, because the plan is to give Pettyjohn next year a little bit more minutes. He's 6'2", so we're going to be a little bit bigger on the back line than we were this year. So my press may look a smidget different, but at the same time, you know, ball pressure is ball pressure. It's just, where is it coming from?
Well, thanks a lot for the time this year, and look forward to next winter and talking basketball again.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Have a great offseason, man. Be safe.
All right, that's Kalee Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach, back after this on 92.1 KRLS.